cette soirée qui met l'Inde et son cinéma à l'honneur.
Hello and welcome, I'm Roslyn Hyams. Playing to a packed house, the opening film of Indian Express at the Forum des Images in Paris was a classic from 1957 by Guru Dutt called Pyasa, or in English, Thirsty. The heartbroken poet hero, played by Guru Dutt himself, roams around Kolkata looking for lost love and finds a prostitute who wants to help him publish his poems. Now that's a cue for a song.
इस दिल को बसा दे तो
हम मूंद के पल को इस दिल को सजा दे तो
हम आपकी आंखों में.
The Forum des Images, or the Image Forum, is a poll of urban culture. Every year it chooses films which portray or use one city in another country, a city that plays a leading role in that country's film culture. So, in 2017, it's India's turn. And that's why it was impossible to choose just one city. Laurence Biot is the programmer for Indian Express, and she explains why this time they selected 60 films which highlight more than just Mumbai and its world-famous and prolific production known as Bollywood.
We were working on the programme. We were realising that there were such a diversity of movies all around India. And if we had just only chosen Bombay, we would have shown only Hindi cinema. And it's just a part of the big diversity of Indian movies.
In Hindi, Bengali, Tamil, Marathi or other languages, the films in this selection cover a big chunk of film history. Films from the masters like Satyajit Ray up to Kanu Bell's Titli, Butterfly, made in 2014, plus a special appearance and several films dating from 2004 until last year from independent director-producer Anurag Kashyap. The scope is as broad as India's states, and the Indian Express includes films from French directors, like Louis Malle's documentary Kolkata, made in 1968.
À Kumartoli, dans le nord de la ville, les artisans préparent la fête de Sarasvati, déesse du savoir, épouse de Brahma.
Well, Indian has always fascinated Western filmmakers. I didn't wanted to at the beginning to show a lot of them. It was more interested to show Indian movies, but it's so disconnected from what we see usually, and it's so strange maybe for our public that it's important for them to make the link between them and Indian filmmakers.
India's capital, Delhi, has often been the backdrop for historical films, of course, particularly for those set in the times of the Mughals, like Ashutosh Govikar's Jodha Akbar in 2008. Delhi is a subject in its own right also, but the topics today seem different, reflecting certain changes in society. Laurence Biot points out, as was in fact the case with Pyasa, the city in the old films was always remade in the studio, rebuilt. The director couldn't shoot out in the street for fear of attracting crowds or even attracting angry mobs, or simply because the density of people makes it physically impossible. It's changing now. Titli is one such example.
Mera naam Titli hai. Hello.
Delhi is interesting in the recent movies because it's very hard to shoot in the streets in India. I've been told that Bombay has lost many old districts, and if we want to show all districts, now people go to Delhi. And Delhi is also interesting for the spreading of the city, of this market. For example, in Titli, you've seen all these old the suburbs growing all around the old districts, and towers and speculation. There are new topics in cinema about this modern youth, middle class, working.
Daddy, Bavla, Vikram, Nilu, Titli.
The India Express cycle can take you on an almost vertical learning curve about the whole range of Indian cinema, but also about French cinema on India, as well as filmmaking itself and even social issues, which it approaches with talks along with special guests from the world of Indian cinema like Nandita Das, Ashutosh Govarikar, Anurag Kashyap and Gitanjali Rao. Gitanjali Rao is an animation filmmaker from Bombay who's printed Rainbow about an old lady and her cat in her sprawling, growing, fast modernising city by the sea is pure joy. One of her films is called Blue, part of the Forum's Indian Express. Rao also gave a workshop on animation filmmaking and shared some of her professional secrets.
We learned color in art school from the European palettes. We never considered Indian palettes as a palette or something to study from. So it was difficult for me to learn the European palette and to break out of that, but to seek the harmony within Indian colors. And I continue doing it with all my films, because my films are colorful, but they are not crazy or riotous as Indian colors usually are. I find the scheme within the colors. I find the color schemes in Indian folk art as well as the traditional arts. Miniatures is still considered a folk art, not so much a fine art. Extremely beautiful, and they were very different from different regions of India. And that is what I follow in my films a lot. Whether it's miniature paintings, because I have sections of miniature paintings where I bring alive the past, and those colors are what make want to make the film in those palettes. Now when I teach animation or teach cinema color, I do encourage students to look at Indian art and borrow from it. And even if they're working in live action, that's the color palettes we need to go back into.
During a question and answer session around Indian women in cities, she was joined by fellow Indian filmmaker Nandita Das and a French sociologist, Stephanie Tawa Lama Raval.
In fact, I did a film about a woman which was based on the true life of a woman called Bhavri Devi, who was a villager in Rajasthan. You know, this was almost 20 years ago, and that also came into the media. There was much written about it. She went to international conferences, and yet the case is still pending.
Nandita Das is known for taking on social issues, and often controversial ones, regarding women or communal incidents. Her film, Firak, was also screened in the Indian Express series. Made in 2009, it deals with experiences of people in the bloody Hindu-Muslim riots in Gujarat state in 2002. Commenting on the lot of many women in India today and in the recent past, both Das and Rao pointed out that the situation is paradoxical. Most women can go about their daily business, but it can be a struggle or worse. Gitanjali Rao says in her experience, Indian society as well as its institutions need to do more if violence against women is to stop. However, she reckons that in her field, while some areas of cinema are discriminatory, animation works for women.
The fact being that it's a young industry, there are very few people doing it. So there is still not so much money and so much power that the difference in between the gender really comes in when the power and the politics comes in. There are more women in India doing animation. There are more women in the world doing animation and short films than, say, live action. Because the live action industry is very hostile to women. And in animation, you can actually sit at home and make a film over 1.5 years. So that being a difference, I don't face the gender problem professionally at all. But the rest of it is real, you know. You can be raped on the streets. It doesn't matter whether you're an animator or anything in India as much as any other woman.
Laurence Biot and her team poured a very large dose of India into this urban film cycle, but they constantly had in mind the Parisian Spectator.
It's maybe like the big republic of India. It's a real masala program. We wanted to talk about subjects that are important for Indian, but that also are important for Western, for our public. I heard very often that's a cliché about India, to speak always about women, about the social classes. And Indians are a little bit disappointed with that, always the same point. But it's important to, there's always something real in clichés, and it's always important to speak about them.
Indian Express at the Forum des Images in Les Halles in Paris is on until the end of February. And the Centre of City Films doesn't end there. The Forum dreams up city-linked movie themes and events all year round. Well, thank you for listening to this week's Arts in France. I'll leave you with some music from Gitanjali Rao's true love story animation film. From me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, goodbye.